This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Hey, that's me. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 65 degrees under partly cloudy skies on this Friday, June 11th in the year of our Lord, 2026. If you want to be part of the show today, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. And we do have a whole bunch to talk about this morning. Oklahomans head to the polls for the state's primary election tomorrow. What you need to know before you vote. More than a dozen Oklahoma campers rescued from rising floodwaters. We'll have all the details on that one. A major illegal pot bust. Authorities seize almost 50,000 plants. We'll tell you where it happened and how it all went down. A shooting at an Oklahoma City McDonald's sends one person to the hospital and another person to jail. We'll talk a bit about that. A lot of people try to break out of jail, but an Oklahoma City man is now facing charges for trying to break in. The bizarre details coming up. Oklahoma County leaders passed the annual spending plan, fully funding every agency. We'll have a live interview with a member of the budget board to discuss exactly how they pulled that off. Plus, we'll lighten things up with your dad joke of the day. There's a lot to cover today, but first, let's take a look at your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahomans head to the polls on Tuesday for the state's primary election. Voters will choose party nominees in several high-profile races, including contests for governor, lieutenant governor, state superintendent, corporation commission, and legislative seats. Oklahoma's closed primary system means only registered Democrats and Republicans can vote in their party's primary. However, all registered voters, including independents, can vote on State Question 832, which would gradually raise Oklahoma's minimum wage. Polls are open tomorrow from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. statewide. One person is recovering, another is in custody after a shooting in McDonald's at a southwest Oklahoma City. Police responded to the restaurant near Southwest 74th Street and Walker Avenue after reports of a shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Officers quickly located and arrested a suspect. Investigators are not releasing the details about what led to the shooting just yet, and no charges have been announced. Well, swift action by first responders helped to rescue 15 campers after rising floodwaters trapped them near Tahlequah. Emergency crews were called to the Illinois River after heavy rainfall caused water levels to rise rapidly around a campsite. Rescuers used boats to safely reach and evacuate a group of people before conditions worsened. No injuries were reported. Authorities are reminding Oklahomans to closely monitor weather conditions and to avoid camping in low-lying areas when heavy rain is in the forecast. Well, strong winds from severe thunderstorms caused widespread damage across Kay County over the weekend. Emergency officials reported downed power lines, damaged trees, and structural damage to several buildings as the storms moved through the area. Utility crews worked to restore power to affected residents while emergency managers assessed the extent of the damage. No serious injuries were reported. Officials are urging residents to use caution around downed power lines and to remain alert as additional rounds of severe weather remain possible throughout the week this week. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says that agents seized nearly 49,000 marijuana plants in Nevada, just northeast of Tulsa, during a major crackdown on illegal grow operations. Authorities say the bust targeted black market marijuana production sites operated outside of the state's medical marijuana system. Agents also confiscated processed marijuana and equipment used in the cultivation operation. Seven people were also taken into the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Officials say illegal grows continue to pose concerns involving organized crime, environmental damage, and unregulated products. The investigation remains ongoing, and additional arrests or enforcement actions could follow. An investigation is underway after an inmate died at the Allen Gamble Correctional Facility in Holdenville. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections says the inmate was found unresponsive on Friday and was pronounced dead. Officials have not yet released the inmate's identity or any details about what may have led to the death. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations has been notified, and the state medical examiner's office will determine the cause and manner of death. No foul play has been confirmed as investigators work to gather more information. Well, plenty of people have tried to break out of the Oklahoma County Jail, but this morning, a man is behind bars after deputies say he tried to break in. Investigators say a deputy spotted the suspect digging near the jail with a shovel. When questioned, the man reportedly gave conflicting explanations, first claiming that his girlfriend was inside and then later saying he was planting a flower. The suspect was arrested on an outstanding warrant. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office joked it's a happy ending as the couple was reunited behind bars. A legal battle escalating over who's responsible for transporting Oklahoma County jail inmates. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III has filed a lawsuit against the Oklahoma County Jail Trust, county commissioners, and the Attorney General, Gettner Drummond, challenging the Attorney General's opinion that says inmate transportation falls under the sheriff's duties. Johnson argues the jail trust should handle those transports, while county leaders maintain the sheriff is legally responsible. The lawsuit seeks a court ruling to settle the dispute over jail operations and funding responsibilities. Oklahoma County leaders have approved a budget that fully funds departments and operations for the upcoming fiscal year, including the county jail. The spending plan avoids major cuts despite ongoing financial pressures and rising costs. County officials say the budget maintains essential services while continuing support for jail operations and public safety programs. Commissioners approved the plan after weeks of discussions over funding priorities. The budget takes effect on July 1st and will guide county spending through the next fiscal year. We'll talk live with County Assessor Larry Stein, who is on the budget board, coming up. And plans for Oklahoma City's proposed Legends Tower are still moving forward, but developers say finding enough demand remains the biggest challenge. The project, which would become the tallest skyscraper in the United States if it is built, is part of a larger boardwalk at Bricktown Development. Developers say interest in office, residential, and hotel space will ultimately determine the tower's future. While construction on the record-breaking tower has not yet begun, project leaders insist the vision remains alive and they continue seeking tenants and investors. We'll talk about Legends Tower coming up later on in the hour. And as we mentioned, Oklahoma County commissioners have approved a budget that fully funds all county departments, including jail operations, for the upcoming fiscal year. The spending plan totals more than $163 million and avoids cuts that many had feared. County Assessor Larry Stein, who serves on the budget board, has been pretty outspoken about county finances and jail funding. He joins us live after the break. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Wednesday morning. Got a major issue northbound I-35 at the Amarillo Junction. This has been going on for a while. Expect some big delays there. Again, that's northbound I-35 at the Amarillo Junction. Construction work, bridge work, Northwest Expressway in May, I-44 at Southwest 74th, and construction on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9, a free live event this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today is going to be a nice day, a mix of clouds and sunshine, pleasant, less humid. High of 80 degrees outside for tonight. Look for mainly clear skies and a low of 63. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Then on Wednesday, windy, sunny, humid, same old, high of 94 degrees. 65 degrees under partly cloudy skies at 7:17 this morning. Well, the new Oklahoma County budget was approved. No muss, no fuss, and no real arguing this time around, which is surprising. The $163 million plan for 2026-2027 meets all departments' estimated needs, as well as those of the regularly underfunded jail. The budget includes $42 million for the Criminal Justice Authority, $21 million for the Sheriff's Office, another $12 million for the County Clerk's Office. County Assessor Larry Stein, who is also on the budget board, joins us live. You're proud of this one, Larry.
I am. And part of the reason is, you know, we are as stingy as we can be with money at the county. And with the Criminal Justice Authority particularly, they were requesting $5.6 million mm-hmm. to get them through the end of the year. And we wanted to make sure they only had a money month-to-month, like a payment plan, so they wouldn't be able to spend anything they didn't have, because that's how we got into that shortage of revenue.
Right.
But they came with a $5.6 million request, and we said, wait a minute, can you sharpen the pencil a little bit more? And they were able to save $1 million. The county taxpayers saved $1 million that could go to other essential services. So, yeah, I'm proud of the work that we did. The budget evaluation team is made up of all of the countywide elected officials, and they have a member who serves on there to evaluate those budgets. And there is, if you wanted to figure the experience of those people, we probably have 250 years of experience of those people working on budgets. And we have to balance our budget, and we have to stretch every penny, and we have to make everybody accountable. And they have done an excellent job, and I'm real proud of everybody that's my colleagues who voted for the budget, and also those assistants that worked on the budget evaluation team.
There was $14 million that was, I don't know, lost, misplaced. Explain to me the deal with that $14 million, and what role did that have in this budget passing?
It eased the strife. Originally, the issue came up in last September, and I asked the clerk's office, I said, there seems to be a great discrepancy in the amount of funds that are being reported. And they indicated, well, we'll get back to you. And sadly, they never did. But later we found out that there was an account that had been miscalculated, and it was $14 million off, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And everybody, many on the budget board were very concerned, because there was no indication those funds were available. And I got pretty upset with the clerk's office about that. She apologized. But the issue was, the money was there, but it was never reported to the budget board for 5 months. And meanwhile, we were wringing our hands trying to figure out, how are we going to fund the essential services that we have to, the constitutional mandates of a jail? And that's one of the big issues that every county faces. The most important function of every county, it's a constitutional mandate to have an operational, constitutionally satisfying jail. And every county in the state, 76 counties out of the 77, Oklahoma County is the only one without a countywide sales tax for the operation and maintenance. That's the biggest failure we've had with our jail. I mean, they've made tremendous improvements, but it's like buying a car and not being able to buy fuel and windshield wipers and change the oil. We've never had the maintenance and operation part of a jail because we thought it would make its own money, but it isn't. It never has. So it continues to be a burden on taxpayers. If you want to talk about tearing down the jail, we will need that jail to be able to house inmates. The new pod that we're building over in the southeast part of the county, the new reception center, is designed to take all of the nonviolent offenders out of the maximum security jail, take out the nonviolent offenders and put the mentally ill people into a separate entity, and that's what that new facility will be. We'll be able to house those folks and leave the people that we really need to keep off the streets, the violent criminals, those who are a danger to society, keep them in the existing jail and create this new place where the magical number of 75 feet will be able to treat those people for their mental illness and any other medical maladies they have and be able to get reimbursement from this federal government for Medicare and Medicaid to treat those people, so it'll help ease the burden. We spend more than $12 million a year to treat inmates. And I told some folks the other day, if you ever need a kidney transplant, go commit a crime.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the county will pick up the tab.
It.
Yeah.
We got
and we need to do everything we can to ease the cost of treating inmates for their medical care and also prevent any of the nonviolent and mentally ill folks from being in the general population of our total secure jail that is designed to keep bad guys off the street. We don't need to put our mentally ill and our nonviolent offenders who may have, could have been arrested for a parking ticket. We don't need to put them into a maximum security jail.
Is there any funding available in this budget to be set aside towards building the new jail, because we're still hundreds of millions of dollars away from building that?
There's two parts of that. The entire jail, yes, we need more money to build the entire jail, but we've already paid for that first part that is going to be the $250 million part of the jail, which will be that reception center. There will be courtrooms there. They will be able to adjudicate people, get them out of jail as fast as they can. That will eliminate a lot of the transportation problems because we'll have judges there, and then we'll have the facilities for medical care. So we will be able to, I hope, the plan is to get those people out as soon as possible or get them to a treatment center they need to be admitted to. So the initial pod, we've already paid for that. If we're going to complete the entire jail, that's going to need more money. But we've got the money to build this current facility that we're creating to be able to take those nonviolent folks and those mentally ill people out of the general population of a maximum security jail so we can protect them. They've merely been charged with something. They're not guilty of anything.
Right.
And what we have to do is we have to prepare them to get out of jail as quickly as possible. And that new facility will, we hope, create that kind of an emergency room triage. If somebody's been admitted or taken in because they didn't pay a parking ticket, get them to an ATM and pay it out and go home.
Yeah.
I don't want you in jail.
But ultimately, this 13-floor monstrosity that we've got just doesn't work as a jail. This needs to be replaced.
Well, eventually. But in the meantime, if we had everything to build a brand new jail in the parking lot, it's still not going to be built for 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7 years because of all the permitting that we have to go through. So and they've made tremendous amounts of progress on the current jail. They've been able to prevent any of the problems they used to have with being able to transfer drugs between, illegal contraband between floors. They've been able to create a way so everybody can get a hot shower, even if at the upper levels of the jail. And they've made we used to have a problem every year where the trash system, the garbage system, the disposal system would not operate and we wouldn't be able to feed the inmates. We haven't had that problem because we've created new grinders that prevent any backups. So there, and the food is getting better. So we're doing everything we can with available funds to make the jail work. And there's always something more to do, and we're going to keep on improving it.
But ultimately, we're going to need that sales tax.
Yeah, eventually, and that's the commissioner's responsibility. I don't get a chance to do that. The three commissioners, we've been waiting for the commissioners to be doing something for the last 15, 20, 20 years to be able to address this. We've gotten to the point where we need to do something. And if we don't do something, then we could get into a situation where someone could argue that our jail was unconstitutional. We could have a federal judge come down and say, build a new jail. You're going to build it right now, and you're going to do it with $3 billion, $1 billion per 100 inmates or 1,000 inmates. And then we'd say, Judge, we don't have $3 billion. He says, oh, yeah, you do. You can go raise property taxes, and I'm ordering you to go raise property taxes to do that. I don't want to do that, and I don't want to have the citizens of Oklahoma County, just the property owners, have to triple their property taxes for 3 years to build a new jail. We need to have everybody that's coming through Route 66 and everybody that comes to a Thunder game and comes to any of the events around here pick up a little fractional amount of a sales tax like every other county has so we can manage our jail and make the improvements we need. That one down on Chartel, it's still going to be a viable part of our criminal justice program for 4 or 5 years, and we can't ignore the reasons that we need to fix it and keep it operating and making it safe for everybody who's in there.
You make a good argument. So the budget is passed, but again, there's an additional $14 million that we didn't know that we had rolled into this budget. So what happens next year? Are we going to be $14 million short?
No. The amount of money we're growing incrementally. The real estate market is cooling because of the continuing high interest rates. And you think about what's going to happen internationally. And we're looking at the new Fed director appointed by the president, right? President Trump's appointment. And then we're looking at the deal in the Middle East. Will that impact Oklahoma positively? Maybe, but if oil prices drop, we've seen that happen before.
It hurts us.
It does. So if we can meet some sort of an equilibrium, then we should be able to grow at. If oil prices go down, which I expect they may, then gasoline and diesel fuel, which is the grease that makes our economy run, will go down. The ability of being able to manufacture things should go down because everything is created with, in one way or another, with oil and energy. So if we continue on our incremental growth path, we should be able to have that same amount unless the real estate market crashes. If we could reduce interest rates a little bit, we could see another growth spurt in our real estate market, which would help the state of Oklahoma tremendously.
And just briefly, this is the first time that I can remember in all of my years here that everything that county agencies asked for, they got.
Yeah. And remember, it's not just, hey, I want to have that, and I want to have a new TV, and I want to have that. Now, through our budget evaluation team, these folks know we start out with a zero base from year to year. But when the legislature meets, sometimes they come up with new unfunded mandates. For instance, the one thing they had to do was we had to build two new courtrooms to be able to meet the demands for the judicial system. The Supreme Court doesn't say, hey, go build two new courtrooms, and here's some money. No, they just say, build two more courtrooms,
unfunded,
and we don't get the
mandates.
Funding. Yeah.
County Assessor Larry Stein, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll have you back on again real soon. We've still got a lot more to talk about on your Freedom's First News with Aaron Brill back on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma voters heading to the polls tomorrow for the state's primary election. We'll break down those major races, plus state question 832 before you hit the ballot. Plus, the dad joke of the day, I've got mine. Larry, can you stick around till just after 7:30? I want to hear your dad joke of the day.
You bet.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for sticking around. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. The Trump administration made a peace deal with Iran Sunday evening.
And that a signing of that deal is scheduled for June 19th in Switzerland. President Trump wrote on Truth Social, the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete.
That's reporter Rob Martyr. The New York Police Department says 63 people were arrested Saturday night after wild celebrations spilled out into the streets following the Knicks NBA championship. 12 people are dead after a plane carrying a group of skydivers crashed in Missouri. It happened Sunday about 60 miles south of Kansas City. The CDC issued a food safety alert regarding a multi-state outbreak of infant botulism tied to a recalled powdered formula. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
If you had storm damage and State Farm was your insurance company, now is the time to pay attention. For years, homeowners were told the same thing after hailstorms. No damage, just wear and tear. You're not covered. And most people just accepted it and moved on. What's changed in this? Emerging litigation is now questioning how those denials were made. The methods, the vendors, and the consistency of those decisions are being examined in court, including cases tied to Oklahoma storms. Now, here's the important thing. A denied claim is not the same thing as a properly denied claim. I'm seeing old claims, even ones from years ago, that deserve a second look. And if you replaced your roof and paid out of pocket, or you were underpaid, that doesn't mean the issue is over. If State Farm insured your home and you were told no, the smartest thing you can do is have your case examined by someone who understands the litigation.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Six horses are recovering at an Oklahoma rescue facility after being found during a major drug bust. About 160 kilos of cocaine valued at nearly $4.8 million were discovered in the same trailer where the horses were found. The horses have since been taken to Blaze Equine Rescue, where staff say they are improving. The trafficking investigation itself is ongoing with no further details currently released. Two people are under arrest after a stabbing at a resort along the Illinois River near Tahlequah. Four victims were injured and taken to hospitals but are expected to survive. Deputies arrested 40-year-old Dominic Hernandez and 42-year-old Jessica Merguia. Both are facing multiple felony charges, and the investigation continues. Well, professional soccer is moving closer to returning to Oklahoma City with plans to relaunch Energy FC in 2028. A new stadium is expected to support the comeback, with former player Mark Howard saying interest in the sport continues growing, especially among young athletes. Recent tryouts drew large crowds, showing increased demand, with leaders saying the return of a pro team gives players something to work toward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal groves. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
Hey, Oklahoma, I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts and agencies like DHS and mental health while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at JakeMerrickForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
McGriff fortifies Oklahoma live Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be pleasant and less humid with intervals of clouds and sunshine reaching a high of 80. Tonight will be mainly clear with a low of 63. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 89. By Wednesday, winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour, making it humid with plenty of sunshine and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show today, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. 68 degrees at 736. That means it's your dad joke of the day time. So I think I'm going to let Larry give his dad joke of the day first. Whoa. Larry Stein is the county assessor. Let's hear what you got, Larry.
Okay, what do you call a belt made of watches?
A belt made of watches. I don't know.
A waste of time.
You know, Larry?
Go back to the assessor's office.
Go back to the assessor's office. Don't quit your day job, man. You know, Larry, I read that someone in New York gets stabbed every 52 seconds.
Wow.
That poor guy.
Okay, Uncle Dave gives the... okay, so I get the... Yeah, and you get the applause.
I get a round of applause.
Because you're the host, that's why.
Exactly.
I think that's a wonder. That's the most amazing dad joke I've ever heard. The best one ever.
Dave knows where his bread is buttered, let me tell you. Dave knows where the bread is buttered.
That's right.
Larry, thanks a lot for joining us
today,
brother.
For having
I appreciate
me,
you, man.
You bet.
So let's check out your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahomans heading to the polls on Tuesday for the state's primary election. Voters will select party nominees in several key races, including contests for governor, lieutenant governor, state superintendent, corporation commissioner, and legislative seats. Now, because Oklahoma has a closed primary system, only registered Republicans and Democrats can vote in their party's races. However, all registered voters, including independents, can cast ballots on State Question 832, which would gradually increase Oklahoma's minimum wage. Polls statewide will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Well, one person is recovering, another person in custody after a shooting at a McDonald's in southwest Oklahoma City. Police say officers responded to the restaurant near Southwest 74th Street and Walker Avenue after receiving reports of gunfire. The victim was transported to the hospital with injuries that are not considered life-threatening. Officers later located and arrested a suspect. Investigators have not released information about what led to the shooting, and no charges have been announced as of Monday morning. Well, quick action by emergency crews helped to rescue 15 campers after rising floodwaters stranded them near Tahlequah. First responders were called to the Illinois River after heavy water and rainfall caused water levels to rise rapidly around the campsite. Rescue teams used boats to reach the campers and safely bring them to higher ground before conditions worsened. No injuries were reported. Officials are reminding residents to stay aware of changing weather conditions and to avoid camping in flood-prone areas during periods of heavy rain. Severe thunderstorms brought powerful winds and widespread damage to parts of Kay County over the weekend. Emergency officials reported downed power lines, fallen trees, and damage to several structures as storms swept through the area. Utility crews spent much of the weekend restoring electricity to affected neighborhoods while emergency managers surveyed the damage. No serious injuries have been reported in Kay County. Residents are being urged to avoid downed power lines and to stay weather aware as more storms remain possible later on this week. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says agents seized nearly 49,000 plants in Nevada County during a major operation targeting illegal grow sites. Authorities say the bust focused on black market marijuana production operations outside of Oklahoma's medical marijuana system. Agents also confiscated processed marijuana and cultivation equipment. Seven people were taken into custody by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement during the operation. Officials say illegal grows continue to raise concerns about organized crime, environmental impacts, and unregulated products. The investigation is ongoing. An investigation is underway after an inmate died at the Ellen Gamble Correctional Facility in Holdenville. Oklahoma Department of Corrections says the inmate was found unresponsive on Friday and later pronounced dead. Officials have not released the inmate's name or any details about the circumstances surrounding the death. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation has been notified, and the state medical examiner's office will determine the cause and manner of death. Authorities say no foul play has been confirmed at this time. Well, plenty of people have tried to break out of the Oklahoma County Jail, but this morning, one man is accused of trying to break in. Deputies say they spotted the suspect digging near the jail with a shovel. When questioned, the man reportedly gave conflicting explanations, first saying that his girlfriend was inside and then later claiming he was only planting a flower. The man was arrested on an outstanding warrant. The sheriff's office joked the story did have a happy ending because the couple was eventually reunited behind bars. A legal dispute is intensifying over who should be responsible for transporting inmates from the Oklahoma County Jail. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III has filed a lawsuit against the Oklahoma County Jail Trust, county commissioners, and Attorney General Gettner Drummond. The lawsuit challenges an attorney general's opinion stating that inmate transportation falls under the sheriff's responsibilities. Johnson argues the jail trust should handle those duties, while county leaders maintain the sheriff is legally responsible. The lawsuit seeks a court ruling to resolve the ongoing disagreement. Oklahoma County leaders have approved a budget that fully funds county departments and operations for the upcoming fiscal year, including the county jail. The spending plan avoids major cuts despite rising costs and ongoing financial pressures. County officials say the budget preserves essential services while maintaining support for public safety and jail operations. Commissioners approved the spending plan after weeks of budget negotiations. The budget takes effect on July 1st and will guide county spending through the next fiscal year. Well, plans for the Oklahoma City's proposed Legends Tower remain alive, but developers say generating enough demand remains their biggest challenge. The project, which would become the tallest skyscraper in the United States if completed, is part of a larger boardwalk at Bricktown Development. Developers say demand for office, residential, and hotel space will determine whether the project moves forward. While construction on the tower has yet to begin, project leaders say they remain committed to the vision and continue to work to attract tenants and investors. So let's talk a bit about Legends Tower. Do you think it's going to happen? Do you want to see it happen? At roughly 1,900 feet, it would surpass New York City's One World Trade Center, and that would make it the tallest building in the United States. It could also signal Oklahoma's city's emergence as a major metropolitan area, but even the planners are admitting right now there really isn't enough interest to make this project happen, at least not yet. So what do you think? We want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, if you want to weigh in. What do you think? Is it actually going to happen? Or would there be more of a modified version of it? Not necessarily a skyscraper, but something slightly shorter than what we would see, say, for example, in New York City or Los Angeles. And would it be too dangerous to put this thing up in the first place? We've got tornadoes aplenty here in Oklahoma. Is the state with the largest number of tornadoes in the entire world necessarily the place where you want to put the largest skyscraper in the United States? And do you want to be on the top floor of that bad boy when it starts swaying back and forth because of a tornado? Again, we want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Wednesday morning. Got a major issue northbound I-35 at the Amarillo Junction. This has been going on for a while. Expect some big delays there. Again, that's northbound I-35 at the Amarillo Junction. Construction work, bridge work, Northwest Expressway in May, I-44 at Southwest 74th, and construction on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. Taking a quick look at the weather, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day today. It's going to be a pleasant day, a little bit less humid than we've seen in previous days, and a high of 80 degrees tonight. Mainly clear with a low of 63 on Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 89. Then on Wednesday, windy, sunny, humid, high of 94 degrees. 68 degrees under a mix of clouds and sunshine on this Monday, June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Deanne's on the line with us right now. She's from Midwest City. Wants to talk a bit about Larry Stein. Good morning, Deanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. I'm better. You guys, if you get this cough or whatever you've got, get an antibiotic. It will not go away on its own. It will not.
You've still got it. You had it like last week too, didn't you?
Yes. I'm almost through. I bet you I've got two more days and I'm done. Hey, I wanted to tell you though, I'm renaming him, but Larry Stein, for some reason, he just, I've talked to him between 3 and 6 times. I don't know exactly how many, but he will justify that, you know, he'll blame something else if you're talking to him one-on-one. But if he's doing a blanket show for people, he will jump down your throat if you think your property taxes should stop after 70 or whatever age, you know, after 65. And he just, for some reason, it's almost like he feels like it's his money. And it's hard to identify with getting and purchasing a new skyscraper or something like that when we're not even sure if he's got designs on our next check for either this new jail or a data center or something else. And that's about my 2 cents, I suppose.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I've known Larry for probably 10 years now. Larry's very passionate about what it is that he does.
No doubt.
The guy, he knows numbers, and he's also a realist. He knows that if we want to grow as a county, we got to pay for it somehow. Now, I agree with you. I would like to eventually see people over the age of 65 not have to pay property taxes anymore, and especially if you've paid off your home.
Oh, God, yes.
At that point, I believe it's your house. You're not renting it from the government. You shouldn't have to be paying anything on it.
He will take you to the ground.
He will, but he's also he's somebody who also understands the logistics of it, that right now we have too much demand and not enough money to cover it. And
he doesn't.
You know, I've had those one-on-one talks with Larry. If Larry had his way, we wouldn't have sales tax either, or we wouldn't have property tax either. But he also understands it's a necessary evil. You have to have it in order to have the things that we want to have. We want safe communities. We want safe neighborhoods. We have to fund the jail somehow. For whatever reason, and he's absolutely right, the county commissioners are not on board with raising the property the sales tax. So without that, raising the sales tax, and we're the only county in the entire state that doesn't have a dedicated sales tax for criminal justice. So if you want safe neighborhoods, the money's got to come from somewhere. And it's
unfortunate. Yeah, but we haven't been doing it. I spent 21 years and a month, but who's counting, with the Department of Corrections. And I mean, throwing money at it never helped, not with our weed and seed program, not any of that. It just, it comes from within, I think, and getting management on to where the waste is. And I think he's afraid politically to do that a little bit.
But to a degree, I agree with you, but I've also got to disagree with you in that throwing money at the problem doesn't always solve the problem, but you do need to have money to pay for sheriff's deputies. If we do away with funding for sheriff's deputies, we're not going to have volunteer sheriffs. If
right.
we do away with money to maintain the jail, how long do you think that jail is going to last?
Well, I understand, but I thought our old one was almost safer than this one.
Oh, this one's a death trap. I agree with you 150%. But
Aaron, were you around in the 80s when you'd go up in that old rickety, the jail, and there was a little black guy who looked to be about 104, and he would operate that elevator?
I think he's still there at the courthouse. There's a guy there who looks like he's about 118 years old operating the
I loved him to pieces. He was just I hope he's still there. It's hard to believe because this was the 80s. So anyway,
it was a few years back. Well, Deanne, thanks so much for checking in this morning. I do appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for
the show. Take care. And if you want to be part of the show this morning, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Want to talk a little bit about Legends Tower. Now, the dream of building the nation's tallest skyscraper in Oklahoma City is still alive, but arguably it's on life support right now. Developers do say that the major hurdle remains demand. The proposed Legends Tower is part of a boardwalk at Bricktown development that would soar nearly 2,000 feet into the sky if completed. Developers say the project's future depends on attracting enough tenants for office space, apartments, hotel rooms, retail business. This is a one-stop shop that goes 2,000 feet into the sky. Now, while construction on the record-breaking tower has not yet started, project leaders say they're continuing to market the development and still trying to find investors. Uh-oh, Larry Stein is on the phone. I think he wants to take it up with with Deanne. Good morning, Larry. I didn't mean to
Good
pick
morning.
A fight, man.
I was just sitting there thinking about visiting, and I didn't realize that someone was going to come on. I'm all for ending ad valorem taxes.
Yeah.
The problem is the legislature's had 100 years to do that, and they realize that it is the only reliable funding source. I've worked with legislators to try and create all sorts of benefits, and if you're a senior citizen, we can freeze your assessments, but the legislature sets laws and limits on all those things. The problem is it's $6 billion, and the legislature, that's half of our budget. And if you're gonna end ad valorem, and I'm all for it, what are you gonna do to fund schools and the essential services in 65 counties are funded by property taxes? Nobody calls up the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office doesn't charge you for a visit. But without that ad valorem, that function of government, the basis of government, that there won't be any cities and towns, there won't be any roads, there won't be any sheriff's departments. It'll all be fee for service.
Yeah,
so,
you and I have talked about this at length between us, and I know that if you had your druthers, you'd be put out of business tomorrow. You would love nothing more than to be on the unemployment line because we don't have ad valorem taxes anymore. But the reality is we need those tax dollars to fund the services that we've grown accustomed to.
And if you want to find out the problems we got, part of it is high insurance rates that the legislature hasn't addressed for home insurance. People are paying 3 and 4 times their property taxes for home insurance. And then you also need to look at how much money's going to the cities and towns that raise property taxes on you. That's not going to the county. That's not going to support the jail. That's going to support the cities and towns.
Right. And a sales tax, a dedicated sales tax, would certainly help, but it's not the be-all, end-all. No. We're still going to have property taxes.
Yeah, it appears to be the only workable solution yet, but I'm always open to anything I can find to be able to solve the problem that we have with fund and county government, because it's the only service that deals with every citizen. Everybody lives in a city and town, but everybody lives in the county.
Yep. Now, that said, I do agree with Deanne that we're being taxed to death, and I would love to see some cuts, too, but the reality is, if you want services, you got to pay for it. At the sheriff's office, we've kind of adopted a saying where everybody supports the blue until it comes to the green.
Every property tax dollar in the state, in the county, the majority of it doesn't go to the county. 9 cents out of every dollar goes to the county, and everybody else, including cities and towns, get more of the property tax dollar than the county gets.
Dipping their greedy little hands into it.
Well, they're doing it all legally.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Larry Stein, thanks
anyway,
for calling in,
thanks
man.
For letting me defend my honor. Bye.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much. So get back to Legends Tower again. What do you think about Legends Tower? Do you want to see it built, or is it too much for small-town Oklahoma City? 405-608-4377 if you'd like to weigh in. Personally, I'd love to see it built. I'm from New York. Don't hold that against me. I'm a recovering New Yorker. But I'm from New York. I love to see a skyline that's huge. I love to see a growing city. I would love nothing more than to see Oklahoma City surpass Dallas, maybe even Houston, as far as size, as far as a metro. But I also understand that there are a lot of people that still appreciate the small town of Oklahoma City. The key points about Legends Tower, the basics, it's proposed for being part of the boardwalk on Bricktown development in Oklahoma City. It's going to be roughly, if they build it, 1,907 feet. So that would make it larger than New York's One World Trade Center and become the tallest building in the United States. The project would include residential units, hotel space, offices, retail, a whole bunch of entertainment stuff. I think it'd be kind of cool. It'd be like a really tall city. Mark is on the line now in Fairview. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, the question I have is, we've already got one big tall skyscraper there, the Devon Tower.
Yep.
How full is it?
That's part of the problem, too, that I was going to address. So, as we know, Devon is kind of moving out, and as a result of that, you're seeing a lot of vacancies in Devon. And it's not 100% full.
Well, yeah, but not only that. Okay, you've got the Devon Tower. How many other buildings do they have downtown that are empty?
Exactly.
That they're not being used. They're underused.
Exactly.
All of this stuff. We've got all this extra space. Now, somebody has, and I'm, you know, this may be a little harsh, but I'm thinking somebody just has some kind of a narcissistic urge to want to build something this tall to say, okay, we are this and that. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. We're the state of Oklahoma. We are not built like everybody else. We don't need to sit there and, you know, try and show we have the biggest and best of everything.
It seems a little phallic, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Mine's bigger than yours.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That thought across my mind, too. Part of me wonders, are we pulling the trigger on this a little bit too quickly? We're a growing city. We have more businesses coming. We have more people coming. But you're right. Is it enough to fill that massive tower? I don't think it is. And clearly developers don't either. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And I certainly appreciate you this morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up later on today, Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock. Eric Erickson comes in at 11 o'clock. We'll have Dana Lash coming up at 2 o'clock, and then Lee Matthews will be joining us for the drive at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Again, you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. I appreciate you joining us. Have yourself a great Monday.
KQ. WQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Police and more inviting the public to meet officers.